The text today is the Isaiah 35. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, your God will come. Do not say in your hearts, God is apathetic and indifferent to our human plight. No, your God will come, and things will happen. Things will change. Do not say in your heart, we have nothing to look forward to. The future will remain the same as it was yesterday. The world will continue to persecute and oppress. Sin will continue to rule over sinners. Death will continue to swallow up the living. And the creation will continue to be subjected to futility. No, your God will come and things will change. Where God is, things happen. Your God is the living God, the life-giving God, the God who can hear and see and speak and do things. He is not impotent and lifeless like the idols of the nations. Your God will come and reversals will take place. He will come with vengeance, vengeance against your enemies, vengeance against sin and death, against the powers of darkness. He will come mighty to save you. He will come to reverse the effects of the fall, so that the blind can see and the deaf can hear, so that the mute can sing with joy and the lame can leap like deer. Where God is, there is life. Where God is, refreshing waters break forth in the desert. Yes, your God will come, and things will happen. Reversals will take place. If you are down, if you are burned out, if you are disillusioned, disillusioned with others, disillusioned with yourself, take heart, for your God will come for you. If you feel burdened with sin, if you feel pressured by the world's oppression, be strong, fear not, for your God is coming mighty to save. Lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing nigh. The living God is coming for you. In fact, what Isaiah promised has already been fulfilled. Your God did come, and he became incarnate. He took to himself your human nature and made it his own. And he grew up as a man, enduring the toils and travails that we all go through. And during his public ministry, what happened? Things changed. Reversals took place. Where Jesus was, the blind could see and the deaf could hear. The mute could sing and the lame could leap. Where Jesus was, sinners were forgiven. In fact, Jesus even took to himself your illnesses and your iniquities and made them his own. And he suffered the vengeance of God on the cross in your place so that you need not experience that. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead, victor over death for you, the first fruits for us on that future resurrection day. No longer need you fear before powers stronger than you. At the time of Isaiah, the people were in exile. They were burdened by powers much stronger than they were. You need not fear. Your God will come. And he has come. The new age has already dawned. The kingdom of God has already been inaugurated. So be strong, fear not. Your God comes now. Do not say in your heart, things remain the same as they have always been. Nothing ever changes. On the contrary, your God comes even now, mighty to save. And things happen, wonderful and marvelous things, where the gospel is preached purely and sacraments administered rightly according to Christ's mandate and institution. Reversals take place. The living God comes, and he is never inactive. He forgives sinners. He gives eternal life to mortals. He changes hearts. He transforms minds. He gives the despairing hope. He recreates through his life-giving waters of baptism. He gives the joyless the joy of the messianic banquet. He gives the blind and the deaf the guarantee, the promise, the certainty that one day they will rise from the dead and see the Lord with their own eyes and hear the Lord with their own ears. Your God comes to you for you this morning and every day in chapel. He comes to give you hope. So raise up your heads, and as our CHS students are being placed, you will have the joyous privilege of bringing this gospel of hope to people in despair. In fact, we all have that privilege. And as you do it, let that hope inspire your hearts as well. Lift up your heads, fear not, be strong, take heart. Your God will come mighty to save. In the name of Jesus, the incarnate God, we pray. Amen.